Thursday, Shmois, Shir 302, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Yechlu Anovim V'Yisba'u, very interesting Pasuk. Yechlu Anovim V'Yisba'u, the Anovim should eat and be full. Yehalalu Hashem Darshav, the Darshe Hashem should praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yechi levavchem lo'ad, their heart should be alive forever. Very strange pasuk, poetic pasuk. What's the pasuk saying? So many mefarshim explain that it's referring to Rashi learns it's talking about limayis haMashiach, that they're going to eat limayis haMashiach. Other mefarshim say it's referring to the taida he mentioned previously. He's going to bring a carbon taida. So the Kayanim should eat the Karban Taida, or whoever eats the Karban Taida, to be honest, it doesn't have to be Dafka Kayanim, but they should eat from the Karban, and Yahalu Hashem Darshav, they should praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yechi Levavchem La'ad, and their hearts will be living forever. So you see an interesting thing, because we generally assume that when a person, you know, eats from the karbanos, let's say, eats from a karban taida, anyone could eat from a karban taida. So if a person eats from the karban taida, it's a mitzvah, fulfilling a mitzvah. From this pasuk, it sounds like the eating of the karban taida helps generate yehalalu es Hashem. It makes a person praise their banishim. When a person eats, he feels gishmak, and if the suda is a suda shaydal, so to speak, then it generates praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, the Mefarshim explain why by a Taida they have to bring so many lechems, is to make a big party out of it. Now we understand a little bit deeper what the Yisayit is. Because the person that's eating, you not only do you praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, but you motivate others to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, Yechi Levavchem La'ad. So, one way to explain it is like a Hemshech. Yechi Levavchem means their heart should be alive. When a person's heart is alive, it means he gets emotional. When a person's dead, emotional, or he's in pain, he's depressed and he's sad, that's the opposite of Chayim. The Mitzudas brings by Novel, he got upset about something, it says Vayamas Liba, his heart died, meaning he wasn't motivated, he didn't have the Chiyas in his heart. When a person praises the Rabbeinu Shalom, Darshav is actually an issue. There's a lot of points you could point out in this passage. Darshav, it's a person that's Dairish to Rabbeinu Shalom, he seeks out a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's an individual that could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just get them what we're saying over here. The Anavim is someone that has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An Anav, someone that's subservient to the Rabbeinu Shalom, they should eat from the Karban Taida. That should generate feelings of Hilul. And then Yechi Levavchem La'ad, that will give a chiyus to their heart. They'll be motivated to get emotional and excited and involved in Avodas Hashem. So what's it relevant to us? Because sometimes when a person eats something as a demonstration, like when Reb Chaim Kanievsky made a siyum, he drank a cup of wine. When a person sometimes eats something to bring out a certain hergish, it can sometimes generate an advancement of Avodas Hashem. So he's talking about a karban taida, but a person makes, you have a sim, the Rebbeinu Shalom did you a taiva, so you eat something special for it, to make a shtikal suda, your family, it generates for a person, yahalo Hashem darshav, which subsequently, it creates yichi levavchem la'ad, motivates a person to grow in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.